You're listening to SBS News.
A Chinese father has stopped taking his hepatitis B medication in an attempt to stop the Australian government from deporting him and his family. Paul, who wishes to not have his real name known, moved to Sydney in 2012 on a student visa with his wife and young children. He later began teaching and applied for an employee-sponsored visa to allow him and his family to remain in the country permanently. Last year, he found out he had failed the government's migration health requirements because he suffers from hepatitis B, a virus he likely picked up from his mother at birth. Paul says he was shocked by the news his medication had been deemed to cost taxpayers too much. To preserve his anonymity, Paul's words are spoken by someone else.
I feel very depressed with this outcome. My medication costs less than a dollar a day. My biggest concern is my children, because I've been here for 7 years and they received their education here, and I know it's really hard for me to take them back to my country.
In order to be eligible for Australian residency, the government's immigration health criteria dictates:
to meet the health requirement, you must be free from any disease or condition that is a significant healthcare and community service cost to the Australian community, likely to limit the access of Australian citizens and permanent residents to healthcare and community services that are in short supply by placing demand on those services. We call this prejudicing access.
The health threshold currently sits at $40,000 for the duration of one's life, an amount that a Commonwealth medical officer deemed Paul would exceed, and therefore the reason for their decision.
A hypothetical person in Australia with the same condition as the applicant, at the same severity, would be likely to require long-term specialist healthcare services, including, but not limited to, antiviral pharmaceuticals.
University of Melbourne physician and hepatitis B expert, Professor Benjamin Cowie, argues the cost of the antiviral medication has significantly decreased in recent years. He says buying the medication privately, not on the government's pharmaceutical benefits scheme subsidy, is much cheaper.
If you are seeking to buy them on a private script, so with no government rebate whatsoever, it can be as cheap as $30 a month, whereas the government for the same drug is paying five times that on the PBS. So I think really there needs to be a recalculation of those costs, and I would suggest a re-examination of how much the PBS is paying for these drugs, which can be bought privately for a fifth of the cost.
Working on Dr. Cowie's figures, with the antiviral costing $30 per month, if Paul lives for another 50 years, the total cost for the medication would only be $18,000. Paul, however, does not have the time to dispute the cost with the government. Instead, upon hearing his application had been rejected, he told his doctor he would stop taking the antiviral medication. Currently, Paul is waiting for test results, which he hopes will show his liver functioning normally, despite fears his actions might be having a negative impact on his health.
There's only one way. If I can prove them, if I stop medication and then my liver still functions well and the viral load is low and it's okay, then maybe they'll still consider my application. To stop my medication is quite risky. I've been under this process for almost 2 months, but I can feel I'm really tired now.
Hepatitis B is the most common liver infection worldwide. In Australia alone, an estimated 230,000 people live with the disease. While 3/4 of people with hepatitis B will never need any form of treatment in their lives, if it isn't monitored, it can lead to scarring of the liver, liver failure, or liver cancer. Antivirals stop the hepatitis B virus from replicating in the liver, which decreases swelling and can stop the development of liver disease. The medication can also reduce the risk of liver cancer in sufferers by 50 to 75% in just a few years. Dr. Cowie says it has only been in the last 5 years people with hepatitis B have begun finding that their visa applications are being rejected because of their condition.
But then over the last few years, and particularly in the last, say, 2 to 3 years, it's been the case that many people, when they report to the Commonwealth as part of obtaining permanent residency, or indeed if they're tested and found to have hepatitis B, increasing numbers of people are having their residency rejected on the basis of having hepatitis B.
Chronic viral infections such as hepatitis B are considered a disability under both Australian law and international conventions. Australian migration laws are, however, exempt from anti-discrimination law, which prohibits discrimination against people based on disability. Dr. Cowie, like many others, wants to see Australia's medical immigration laws change.
We have laws which forbid the discrimination against people living with disabilities unless they happen to be trying to migrate to Australia, in which case that discrimination is allowed. People living with hepatitis or other chronic viral infections are often stigmatised and discriminated against in many areas of life, including in healthcare situations, tragically, let alone in the migration process.
A Home Affairs Department spokesperson denies there is any discrimination.
The current policy does not discriminate against applicants who have a disability or illness, or a combination of both. All applicants are treated in an equal and fair manner.
Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.